Welcome to Flipping It, the podcast all about reselling. On this week's episode, episode number 43, I talk with Jason about Amazon wholesale and how to get started with it. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and keep on flipping.
How you doing?
Doing good. My name's Jason. Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
You know, tell me a little bit about what you're doing here.
Well, I kind of just want to talk to people and kind of get to know people, just kind of network a little bit.
Cool.
They ask me questions, I ask them questions, kind of just chat a little bit about reselling and anything else in general.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so what's on your mind now?
So I've been selling on Amazon for a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from college in August of 2018.
Okay, yeah.
And I studied business and innovation.
Okay.
So I actually had an innovation minor that had a bunch of classes on creativity, leadership, entrepreneurship. Like some classes where I had to like invent solutions to problems, like common problems, stuff like that.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
What made you want to do that?
So when I applied to colleges, I didn't really do that big of a research. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I love music. I love making music. And I thought that maybe it was going to be, I was going to go into a music degree, but I decided pretty last minute to just do general business.
Mm-hmm.
Because having a business degree is always beneficial in the world, I guess. That's what everyone told me.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing a lot recently.
But, you know, after finishing college, I look back and I'm like, why did I do that? Yeah, but that's just me. That's me personally. Yeah, so, I mean, I enjoyed college. I loved it a lot. And I learned a lot about myself rather than, like, stuff I was learning.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like that's pretty common also with a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, especially if you're like living with your parents and it's the first time you like go out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to just live life on your own and having to do everything for yourself, you learn about yourself. But yeah, so I didn't really know anything about selling on Amazon until like my senior year of college, which was last year.
Oh, wow.
And I had some retail management class that talks a lot about what the retail industry is doing now and, you know, how they're trying to improve and, you know, where they're going to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the class just talked about Amazon.
Yeah, I could see that.
And like how crazy Amazon is getting and how, you know, more than half of all households have Prime accounts and, you know, all the numbers of how crazy Amazon has been growing recently.
And this was last year they were talking about this?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably done crazy numbers from since then.
Yeah, so, you know, I still at that point, I was like, I really don't know what I want to do with my life. You know, I was studying like crazy for these, for these exams. And then after taking the exam, I just like forget all the material I just studied for.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically like college for me, is just studying and trying to memorize entire textbooks, taking the exam and then like forgetting it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You know, so that's why I say that for me, it wasn't really worth it. Because if I like got into Amazon early and like really went hard at growing my business, like freshman year, I, you know, I would have like a 6-figure, 7-figure business by now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. You know, like everyone's on their own path. Everyone's doing their own thing. And, you know, I got into Amazon right after I graduated.
Yes. So we talked a little bit. I remember you said you do it through just a wholesaler and they ship the products directly for you.
Yeah. So, I started with private label.
Okay.
Because my parents actually import statues from South America.
Mm.
So that's like their business. They have like a religious statue business.
And do they sell online or
brick and mortar? And they sell online, but they only sell to retail stores.
Okay.
So they always had like problems because a lot of normal customers will go to their website, and then because they're not a retail store, they couldn't buy any of the products. So my parents were like losing sales because of that.
Yeah. So are they still doing that, or did they?
They're still doing that right now, but I'm trying to work with them with – so basically, like, I created my own statue company.
Okay.
And started selling their statues on Amazon as, like, a private label product.
Oh, nice. So how did you start – so you had the private label product. Because I don't know much about private label because I've never really done it.
Yeah.
How do, can you kind of like explain like how it works, like what you had to do to get an account started with it?
Yeah. I mean, it's literally the same account, professional Amazon seller account.
Uh-huh. And then you just like create a listing?
I created a listing. Okay. I bought barcodes from US1 or GS1, sorry.
Okay.
You can literally just buy barcodes and assign them to products.
Okay, that's interesting. I never heard of that before.
So I did that, and I first started like fulfillment by merchant. Mm-hmm. So anytime I got a sale, I would just pack it and ship it myself.
Okay, and then you started moving to FBA.
And then I moved to FBA, and I started shipping, you know, hundreds of these statues to Amazon, and I was like, wow, like. I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know like this was possible. Mm-hmm. But then I also got to a point where I was like thinking like, all right, if I really want to grow this, if I really want to like blow this up, I don't want to be stuck with just statues.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to be stuck in a box. I want to figure out, you know, the next thing to do to get more products and scale.
So and then you decided to go with what?
Literally, I went to YouTube.
Okay.
And I just started doing research on wholesale FBA on YouTube.
What did you like find out on YouTube?
So on YouTube, I found out that people were selling brand name products that were already selling well on Amazon.
Yeah. And then what was like? So then you would probably go to like the try and find a distributor.
Yeah. So I watched a ton of videos of how other people. I mean, there's a bunch of other people on. I'm sure you've seen them that all have videos of, you know, watch me source suppliers or these four methods I use. You know. Mm-hmm. And I just watched all of them, and saw a little bit of what some people do. You know. A lot of people don't give away all their secrets, but if you watch enough people, you start to like fit things together.
Definitely.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to kind of ask like, what are you doing now with it? Do you have all the distributors and you're like searching for products? Like, is that like the day to day?
So my day to day has been pretty similar, the past like 4 or 5 months. And it's really just sending a large amount of emails every day.
Okay. And why are you doing that?
So I email suppliers and distributors that are all in the United States directly. And I just ask them if I can resell their product on Amazon.
Interesting. And then you would buy. Yeah. So what happens? So you get the email, you send it off. And what's like a usual reply that they give you back?
Yeah. So there's a couple replies. I mean, if they're the only seller, if, you know, Walmart is selling this product and it's Walmart's product and they're the only seller, then they're not going to share their sales with me.
Yeah, of course.
Makes sense. It has to be a specific type of seller that already allows for other third party sellers. You know, like you can see on the listing that it has, you know, 10 other sellers. Mm-hmm. Then you have like a good indication that they'll probably let you sell the product as well.
Yeah. Are the people that you're buying from, Are they also selling it on Amazon all the time or most of the time?
Sometimes okay. The company's on there, sometimes they're not. It just depends. Some companies don't know how Amazon works.
Yeah. So what would be the reason that they would want you to also sell the product if they're also selling it?
So, I mean, I always try, like, anytime I get on the phone with a supplier, I just try and, like, show that I'm giving them value. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can, you know, explain, hey, I'm going to be ordering this amount from you each month. You know, I'm going to help you move more inventory. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you just start building a relationship with them.
Okay. Yeah, that I see that working out. It's probably, do you see it works better with people that aren't already selling the product on Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it really depends. Like, each supplier has their own rules and their own, like, certain suppliers, they have a minimum advertised price, MAP pricing, where you have to sell at a certain price and you, like, can't violate it.
Yeah, I've heard of that before, yeah.
That's actually something I look for.
Okay.
Because then there's no undercutting.
Yeah, okay. So you're buying directly from a supplier and not... So I'm trying to understand kind of what you do. So you search for suppliers, and you said how did you find the suppliers you look for?
I've just, you know, Google searches or... Okay. Searching on Amazon and searching for certain things that I look for, you know, doing filtering on Amazon and looking for products like that. I do a lot of that, or looking through competitors' products, stuff like that. And then emailing the company.
Okay. So do you email the company directly or
like the sales team.
Okay.
I just you know, send an email and say, hey, I want to open up a wholesale account with you guys.
Okay.
I want to sell on Amazon. Let me know.
Mm-hmm. And then they get back to you. What would be like the next step once they say yes?
So once they say yes, they'll ask for a resale certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have to have a resale certificate in the state that your company was created in.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I made an LLC in Florida. I live in Florida and I had to get a resale certificate in Florida.
Okay.
And then I email that, my copy, to the company so that it proves to them that I have a real company and that I'm selling this product to customers and it's not for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they give me wholesale price, which then I match the price on Amazon.
That's really cool. That's something I really want to do down the line or in the near future. So I'm really excited about you sharing this. How do you feel your products sell? Like, cause what's like, or more of what I'm going toward is like, what's like a good margin you're getting? Like, is it good margins, or how does it compare to other things?
So I think, you know, the answer of this question depends on the quality of the supplier that you get. Mm-hmm. So if you get a, you know, if you Google wholesale suppliers, you're going to get the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
You know, that's where everyone's looking. That's where everyone's buying their products from. You know, that's where you get like the price wars and the price tanking listings, you know.
Yeah.
So my golden suppliers took me months to find, of searching and emailing and, you know, like that. So at the beginning I started with, you know, as little as 20% to like 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And then I slowly started finding higher ticket items and items that like would just sell faster, that they would be like a pretty good investment.
So do you think the higher ticket items are what you look for now? Like what's
now,
something you've
so
learned
now
from,
I do.
From the beginning? Like what's one thing you've learned from when you first started to now?
Yeah. So I guess I would say, you know, inflow equals outflow,
mm-hmm.
you know, like outflow equals inflow. So at the beginning I was like getting pretty discouraged, where I would send, you know, 10 or 15 emails a day and, you know, just spend an hour a day and just get discouraged. I wasn't finding anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started realizing, you know, it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
You know, how many emails do you have to send to get a couple yeses?
Yeah.
And then once you get the yes, then you build that relationship and you can just worry about keeping your inventory in stock.
Yeah, that's really smart, man. I really want to do something like that.
Yeah.
I need to. So now, since we did talk before, you said you just have the supplier ship it for you?
Right.
So you just send them your account, or how does that work?
So I build a relationship with the sales rep of whatever company I'm working with.
Okay.
So I'm like on the phone with them or texting them or emailing them throughout this whole process, where they're telling me, hey, if I buy 60 units from them, they tell me, oh, we're going to put those 60 units in 4 boxes and they're going to be these dimensions and these weights.
Okay.
And I just plug that into, you know, Amazon. The shipping.
Yeah.
And then I just email them the shipping labels.
Okay. So do you have Amazon prep the stickers or with the ASINs stickers, or do you?
So I don't need those because the products I'm selling already have barcodes.
Okay. So
I just use the manufacturer barcode.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Perfect.
But even still, like that's like a 40 cent per label thing.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I've had to do that, but I don't mind doing that because, you know, I'm just sending like packages from other suppliers to Amazon. I don't mind paying a little extra for Amazon to put on stickers.
Yeah. Definitely. That would be no issue.
Yeah.
What's some, like, speaking of issues, what's some of like the big problems you've kind of had to overcome through the process?
Okay. I mean, the biggest problem for sure was at the beginning. You know, I wanted to get started real quick, but I was impatient.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching this one guy that, I've ended up learning from, named Bo Crable.
Yeah. I would have guessed that. I've seen a lot of his videos too.
So like something he preaches is like take action.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that when I first started, I was like, all right, I need to take action. I need to find a product. I need to call the supplier and send out the units and like, just do it. Mm-hmm. And like, I found one product. I plugged it in the fee calculator and it showed like I would get $40 per sale. And it was doing like 1,000 or 2,000 sales a month, mm-hmm, with like 3 people on the listing.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, like I have to do this. I have to take action. I need to just send it. And literally the day I send it and I'm sending in my units, I sent in 1,000 pounds of glass beverage dispensers.
Wait, glass, what is glass beverage dispensers?
Yeah, they were like brand name glass beverage dispensers.
So wait, what is that? I don't. Let me look it up.
It's like a big glass container that you put like juice in, or like, you know, those like fancy like water with like lemon and stuff like that in them.
Oh, okay, those things. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So I sent in 90.
Uh huh.
And my supplier had 8,000 of them in stock.
Yeah.
So,
were they selling it on Amazon at that point?
So they weren't, but they were selling to a bunch of people that were.
Okay.
So, you know, everyone saw this listing and saw that they could make a lot of money. And then 30 people jumped on the listing at the same time and tanked the price down to the price that I bought it for from the supplier.
Oof. So what did you have to do then?
So I had to just sell at a loss. You know, I made a mistake. I, you know, learned my lesson. And now I research that stuff. I take my time. I have like a notebook of products that I like and kind of rank them of which one, you know, I like the best. And then decide on that one to start sending that to Amazon.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's really cool. So what do you think happened with the listing then? Do you think it was one of the people?
So, yeah. So first off, you know, I Googled wholesale supplier and used one of those first suppliers. And, you know, that's just something that's like something you just don't do. And I didn't have anyone telling me don't do that.
Yeah. That. So what would you recommend someone to do then if they want to start wholesale?
Yeah, so if you want to start wholesale, you should definitely have, you know, somewhere between $500 to like, you know, $2,000 to like get ready to invest. Mm-hmm. And then once you have that capital and you start looking for suppliers, I've found the best way to do this is reverse sourcing on Amazon.
Okay.
So if you go on Amazon and you look for suppliers, you'd have the best success.
So when you mean go on Amazon, search for products on Amazon, or how?
Yeah, you search. So what I do is I search for products that Amazon isn't selling, and that have multiple sellers on the listing.
Okay, and can you filter that, like just like a general
search? If you have the highest paid version of Jungle Scout,
okay,
you can do that.
Interesting. So definitely need that.
So I have just the Jungle Scout Chrome extension.
Okay.
And I also have a free Google Chrome extension called Rev Seller. Mm-hmm. Oh no, sorry. DS Amazon Quick View.
DS Amazon Quick View?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay, and what do those do?
So DS Amazon Quick View, whenever you search anything on Amazon, it'll tell you like a pop-up with the picture of your product, like how many FBA sellers are on it and if Amazon is selling it.
Okay, that's really helpful. So do you use the Jungle Scout search method or what?
Yeah,
do you...
so I kind of use them both together. Okay. And I always use Jungle Scout to like verify how many sales products are doing each month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important.
That's super important. And then I'll like double check that on a few other programs that I use. Like Jungle Scout has a few, like a free sales estimator tool. Mm-hmm. That you plug in the sales rank and the category, the main category that your product is in, and it'll tell you how many estimated monthly sales it'll do. Mm-hmm. So if you compare multiple plugins and they all say your product is going to do 5,000 sales a month, then you're going to be like pretty certain that your product is going to sell.
Yeah, definitely. That's a lot of sales for sure.
Yeah. So I had a product going back a little while ago. You asked, you know, my sales, but last month I had a product that I sold 160 units within a month at like $80 a piece. And I bought them for $25.
That's really good.
And so that's what I'm saying, that I've found more and more better suppliers that have way better margins and, you know, faster selling products. And that's more so what I'm looking for now.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So when you're on and searching for products, what's like your sourcing method that way?
What do you mean?
So what do you do to determine that you want to start selling the product? Once you you know, like how do you go and reverse search it?
All right, so here's what I do. So you're saying like I found a supplier and I'm like trying to decide what product to buy from them?
Well, I'm thinking, because when you go on Amazon, are you searching for listings of a product?
Yeah, I'm looking for listings that are already like doing well.
Okay, so like let's say there's like a, I don't know, like a shampoo or something.
Right, or exactly.
So you find that shampoo. And then what do you do once you see, it's selling well?
So usually like the super popular brand name shampoos will be a little harder to sell.
Okay.
But you can actually copy and paste that company. Like, for example, tell me a shampoo company.
Like Dove or something.
Like Dove. So you can do like Dove authorized distributors.
Okay.
And start contacting those companies, because these other companies, you know, got authorization from Dove to resell their product.
Yeah.
So those are the types of suppliers that you talk to, because they're authorized to sell Dove. So if you make an account with them, you can also sell Dove.
Very interesting. Yeah. And have you, so you don't really worry about restricted products then, would you? Because you have that
right
from a supplier.
I use their invoice.
Yeah.
And it gets me approved.
Very cool. Yeah, that so just I've, completely, so you can pretty much open up a wholesale account and sell almost any product as long as you're from a reputable supplier with a good invoice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
And crazy enough, the very first supplier that I got got me ungated on whatever I was selling for the beverage dispenser.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, you know, the very first listing on Google for wholesale suppliers.
Yeah, so it doesn't even, yeah, so just really any invoice at that point.
Yeah, and usually you talk to the supplier and say, hey, you know, I'm sending this to Amazon. Have you had any issues with your invoice? And I've had some suppliers say like, oh yeah, like ours doesn't work. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to work with you.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, so you just ask them, you talk to them. They've done it before. They've worked with other Amazon sellers.
Yeah. So, yeah, wholesale seems really great. What do you ever have like a minimum cost like that you need to spend from certain suppliers? Like
so certain suppliers, yeah, minimum order quantity or something like that, yeah. Some it just depends. Like some have like, you know, $300 minimum order, or like $1,000, or can, you know, they can get into $5,000 or even $10,000. But it just depends on the company, and sometimes you can even like talk to the sales rep that you get.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of talk to them and say like, hey, I want to do like a test order. You know, I'm going to send 10 in to make sure this works. And then from there you can make the big purchase.
And how have you found like quantity wise, how do you like determine how many you want to buy?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously this isn't like a surefire every time, you know, you're going to find like an amazing product, right? Like there's always something always can happen that problems always will happen.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I just try and make the least risky decision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
when I'm starting at first, and I see a product that has two sellers or three sellers, let's say three sellers, and it's selling 100 a month, and all the three sellers are selling at the same price. So when I jump in, it'll be four sellers selling 100 products a month.
Yeah.
And Amazon's algorithm, if everyone's selling at the same price, Amazon's algorithm will give them all sales.
Yeah.
So you're guaranteed 25 sales.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do at first. I would only order 25.
Okay.
Send them in and then just see how they start selling. And if it's true and I can, and I see that I'm on pace to do 25 in a month, then I'll order 50.
Okay.
So then I'll know that I'm good with that product for 2 months.
Yeah. Okay. And is that usually your set month? You like stick with 2 months of inventory?
It depends. It really depends. Like, for example, like this last product that I bought, that was like my high ticket item, was like a huge order. It was my biggest wholesale purchase. It was like for $4,000.
Wow.
And like, it was crazy to me that I just was like, all right, you know, $4,000, here you go. Like, and then email them, you know, 15 box labels. And I'm just, you know, like crossing my fingers, like hoping for the best.
Yeah.
And they end up selling out in a month, 160 units.
Wow. So now you have that product in your back pocket. You can just go.
So now I know exactly. So now I know I can start planning, you know, whenever they're going to get more in, I can order a lot more because I know that they're going to sell well.
Do you have that issue a lot where the supplier runs out of stock?
Sometimes, like more so like in quarter four.
Yeah.
People are like just trying to buy as much as possible at quarter four.
Makes sense.
So I mean throughout the year I've been pretty good. Anytime I wanted to buy products, they had it in stock.
Wow. And how long, you said you've been doing wholesale for a year now?
So I started wholesale like March, April of this year.
Okay, wow. So not too long.
Yeah.
7 months or so?
Yeah, like 6-7 months.
Okay, very cool. So, wow, that's really impressive, man. I need to start doing that.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, hit me up anytime. Like, I'll help you with whatever problems you have, or, like, I can, like, double-check your products if you want. Yeah. Stuff like that to make sure you don't make any, like, stupid mistakes when you're first starting, you know?
Mm-hmm. My, like, concern is more, because what I really want is just to have those products that you can just go back to whenever.
Right.
But I don't know what my concern would be. There really is none, I don't think. It's probably just finding that supplier is the hardest part, you'd think, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. Finding a supplier is definitely the hardest part.
Yeah, so just send as many emails as you can.
Yeah, and, like, honestly, something that I've been doing is, like, looking for restricted brands on Amazon and trying to contact those companies.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, there's a bunch of, you know, like, hazmat products that are restricted, which means there's less competition.
Yeah, so when you find a hazmat product, they're able to send it directly to Amazon, or how does that work?
So
I know it says like hazmat like cannot be sold to FBA or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly try and stay away from products that I'm like not sure of. You know, I want to be like 100% or 99% sure that my product's going to be good and, you know, won't break or won't catch on fire or something in the warehouse, you know.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, I learned from my very first products from my glass beverage dispensers.
Yeah.
That I can't buy something that's fragile. And like, I got so many customer returns from that product.
I bet.
I was worried that my account would get hurt or like suspended or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said you did 1,000 pounds of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big learning experience then. Seems like it.
Yeah, no, it was a crazy learning experience, and you know, pretty surreal to see those 90 units in my inventory when I'm just like made a couple phone calls.
Yeah. So do you
and
think
an email?
Yeah. So do you initially go in just with an email and then?
Yeah, email first because I don't want to waste their time.
Of course.
They don't want to work with me, like they don't want to work with me, and I just delete their email.
Uh huh.
And then I just keep sending emails, and then I just, you know, favorite the emails that email me back saying they want to work with me, and then go back in. I kind of like have sourcing days where I'll just like send out emails all day, and then the next day just like answer all emails, like fill out application forms, and you know, eventually get more and more suppliers.
Yeah, so you just build lists basically. Now you have like a list of suppliers you can go to.
Exactly.
Whenever.
Exactly.
So now that you have those suppliers, are you doing that reverse engineer search from Amazon or just going through the suppliers site or whatever?
So I have an analyzer tool.
Okay.
It was made by Bo Crable.
Mm-hmm.
Like or whatever. He had it made, whatever. But it's like you ask a supplier for their price list.
Uh-huh.
And then you copy the wholesale price and the UPC codes of their product.
Okay.
And it'll automatically scan that list and tell you what products would make you the most profit on Amazon.
Interesting. And it just comes back instantly from that list?
Yeah. Yeah, instantly.
Wow. That's really cool. So what are some of, you said you've mentioned a couple, but what are like the main tools you use and like how much do they cost?
Yeah. So, I mean, Jungle Scout, I paid for Jungle Scout because I think it's the most accurate Amazon tool.
Yeah.
In regards to monthly and daily sales and sales rank and all of that.
Okay.
But there's actually a free plugin if you don't know about it or if anyone that listens to this doesn't know, called Unicorn Smasher.
Interesting.
And it's a free Google Chrome extension.
And what does that do?
The same thing. It's a little bit less accurate, but it's pretty good for a free Chrome extension.
Uh-huh.
So if someone is like on a super limited budget and wants to do wholesale, I would recommend to get that. Because at least you can see what products are selling well and which ones are not. You know, you can just click it and it'll open up the same looking screen where it says daily, monthly sales, stuff like that.
Okay. That's really interesting. And then you said DS Amazon Quick View. I wrote that down.
Yeah, yeah. That's free.
That's free as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I use Keepa.
Uh-huh.
Which also is free, but I would recommend if you are doing wholesale to get the paid version of Keepa. It's like $15 a month or something like that.
Cheap. Yeah, I use that one now. Yeah, it's very
helpful. And that gives so much good data. Uh-huh. So I like having Keepa because you can see the sales rank graph.
Yeah. Does Jungle Scout not have that?
No, it doesn't.
Really? Okay. I've never used it. That's why.
At least the one that I have. I don't have the most expensive one.
Okay.
I'll probably upgrade that one later, but right now I don't need it.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
cool.
But yeah, I like looking at the sales rank graph because anytime that it dips down usually means a sale happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really helpful.
I'll use Jungle Scout to give an estimate of like, let's say it does 50 sales a month, and then I'll look on Keepa and make sure that that looks right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if Keepa says it looks like it's doing 49-50 sales a month, then I'm, you know, pretty sure about the inventory I send.
Yeah. Well, anything else that you want to add? I think I'm kind of wrapping it up. I feel like you answered a ton of my questions.
Yeah.
On wholesale. What would be like your beginner day one tip? I always usually ask this to anyone I talk to.
Okay. Beginner day one tip.
Day one, I want to start wholesale. Like what's the first plan of attack?
Well, okay. First plan of attack is I would recommend get an LLC.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I feel like you need that, right?
You need it. You need it. But the thing, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, you don't need it like right off the bat is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you, like any of us or whoever's listening can email suppliers right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're getting emails every single day and they're just responding whatever they do. So if you find a supplier that works with Amazon sellers, they'll tell you like, hey, yeah, like, let's work together. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just save them.
Yeah.
And then wait and, you know, get a couple of them. You know, if you get 5 or 10 suppliers that are like, yeah, let's work, then get the LLC, then go into it.
Yeah. Another thing I think about is a little bit maybe of a concern is that, do you feel like the suppliers only really want to work with Amazon sellers that have like been selling, or do you think it matters?
So I've had one supplier, only one supplier that I've worked with for this whole year, doesn't send their products to Amazon.
Really?
So all of the others do it, or at least after I talk to them on the phone and tell them how easy it is for me to just email them a shipping label. You know, sometimes I have to like convince them a little.
Okay.
But this one supplier that I had, one of my first suppliers, had an issue with an Amazon seller before.
Interesting.
And the Amazon seller was like asking the company to fill out like the shipping form and get the shipping labels. And, you know, really from the, you know, from hearing the story, sounds like they had no idea what they were doing.
The seller didn't?
The seller. Yeah. Okay. So they messed up something. They sent it somewhere it didn't need to go. And then they blamed the company.
Interesting.
So the company was like, all right, you know, we're not going to work with Amazon sellers anymore because it's too complicated.
Interesting. So when you, so do you do the address as the supplier's address?
Yeah, and, the supplier's warehouse.
Okay. So then if there's, I guess, yeah, I've never had a shipment get sent back before. So
no,
yeah,
I mean,
I'm trying to think
once,
how that would work.
Yeah, once it's in Amazon's warehouse, then like it's there, you know, if anything happens to my product, then they reimburse me.
Yeah. Okay. So have you had issues with your products? I guess you said the jugs.
I've had some issues where I send, you know, six boxes to Amazon and like one just goes missing.
Yeah.
Like just like randomly, not all the time, but just like randomly that happens. Mm-hmm. But I always get reimbursed for that or you know, to me, that's not a big problem because I get paid as if I sold them all.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just like, you know, Amazon paid for that box of whatever I was selling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that seems great. I don't know if I have any other questions. Do you have anything that you want to add, like socials or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to grow my Instagram page. I started it like a month and a half ago. FBA Sales Success. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, you know, keep providing value of wholesale and trying to help anyone that has any problems with it and just help people get started selling on Amazon.
Yeah, well, you seemed like you dropped a lot of information, lots of process. So hopefully, I'm definitely going to go do some stuff with it. Hopefully, cool. other people do as well.
Nice,
feel
man.
Free to reach him out. His name is Jason. You said FBA Sales. FBA?
Sales Success.
Sales Success. That's what FBA Sales Success. Check him out. Yeah, I think that's going to be all, that's gonna be it.
If thanks, you, Tyler. I really talking, appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you, man.
Just real quick, if you want to tell me just a little bit about yourself, because mm-hmm. I want to hear about a little bit of your story and what you've been doing, and see if I can help in any way.
Yeah, so I started in February of 2018 selling, but I just did it really, really part-time, just on the side as I had another job. I worked at a movie theater. Because I'm still 18 years old, so I'm still pretty young.
Got it.
So I got my first job at 16 at a movie theater. Ended up selling the stuff that they would give away for the movies. So like
cool.
They do like little promotional things for the movies.
Yeah.
And I would just take a bunch of them and put them up on eBay.
Nice.
And so I did that for about 5 or 6 months or so, and then I did pretty well. I liked it a lot. I kind of wanted to figure out what else I could sell besides stuff like that. I found like just garage sale stuff, you know, the regular board games, plushes, video games, all that kind of stuff. I did that for a while. And then I got another job just for like a summer position because I just liked working a lot and I didn't really have anything else to do. So I worked two jobs and worked on eBay. And then for a while, I also listed eBay listings for my neighbor's company. So I was working technically all four jobs at once.
Right.
If you count eBay as a job.
Were you taking like a percentage of the sale of their product?
No, I was just getting.
You were
an
just
hourly
selling it
wage.
For them.
It was just an hourly, hourly.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, it was because the listings. I mean, yeah, they sold pretty well, but I don't know. We kind of just agreed on a pretty fair hourly rate. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, it was good. It was just kind of helping him out too, more so. And I liked it. It was just something I could do, and it helped me learn about listing on eBay a little bit. Because at that time, I still wasn't really that into that far along, selling on eBay. So it kind of helped me with that. Cool. So it was a good opportunity and helped them out, helped me out. So I did that for a while, and then this year, I think it was late February, I ended up just quitting every job I had, and then just focused solely on selling stuff. I started selling on Amazon in January, just part-time. Again, I didn't really know what I was doing. I sold, I think, six or seven items because I just didn't know. Because I would sell, I was selling on eBay at the time, so I was mainly focusing on eBay, and Amazon was just like a side thing. I found just some books off Facebook, and I just listed them, just shipped them from my house. And then I think it was the beginning of February, I sent out my first Amazon shipment, FBA. It was a grocery product.
Okay.
It didn't sell all that well. Like it was a good seller, but the profit wasn't anything exciting. It was a dollar a unit or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was pretty not – it wasn't the best decision, but I was still learning.
Right.
I did that for a while, and now – and then I got into books big time for a long time. Pretty much still am doing books a lot at the times. I've kind of just started moving away the last month or two from books and trying to learn other products because, as you said before, I didn't really want to be, in a box – and I started getting ungated in a lot of things.
Right,
I'm not doing wholesale, so I don't have those invoices.
Right.
So I started, my account just got a little bit auto-ungated.
Yep.
So I just got auto-ungated in topical. So now,
nice.
That was 2 or 3 weeks ago. So now the last 2 or 3 weeks I've been scanning at Marshall's and all those places for topicals and all those kind of products.
Nice, congrats.
Yeah, I found a couple of good ones I'm excited about. Which is kind of what I'm doing in a similar sense to you. I'm trying to just find those. It's more retail arbitrage product lists.
Right.
So if I can just go into 30 or not, probably not 30, but 10 Marshalls in a day and just pick up all the units, which is a lot more work, which is why wholesale would be cool. Cause you just have to place an order instead of driving around. So, but I'm still in the process of what I'm doing. So I do that now. I still sell books and kind of mostly doing that, but I'm really trying to get lists going of products I can just reorder.
Yep. Definitely.
And stuff like that.
That's great though. I've seen lots of people do books and kill it, just crushing it every day and just making crazy profits from books and textbooks and stuff like that. I just never got into it because I just jumped right into wholesale.
Yeah, which is, there's nothing wrong with, either way it works just as well. That's the crazy thing, you can do whatever. Yeah, but the return on books is insane because you get them for pennies.
Right, yeah, it's crazy.
A dollar. So you could sell a bunch of stuff. I picked up a book, I don't know, a couple months ago maybe, but sold it for $190. It was given to me for free.
Wow.
So it's that's why I really like it. Those are obviously not that common. It happens. It's not obviously a frequent thing, and I can't do that all the time, which is a little bit annoying because it's kind of what I think of it now is it's kind of a short-term thing.
Yeah.
And there's really no growth in a sense where you can't really get that product again. It's just it's like a one and done.
Right.
But I guess you can do one and done's over and over again.
Exactly.
Or you can just do one and stick with it. So I don't know. That's what I want to move towards, is having less products, more quantity is kind of how I view it.
Yeah, so no,
I'll 100%. Have one product with 100 of those, that product, instead of 100 of one, a different products.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what my thought process on my selling standard is now. But the thing is, I'm doing well, and I'm still enjoying it, kind of, to the point. I don't really enjoy driving around Right. Yeah, there's traffic. I'm in Southern California. The traffic's gotcha. Pretty brutal here.
Yeah.
And driving around is kind of just a pain in general.
Right.
So I would really love to just have it on my computer and just send emails, as you said, and just do stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And just one more little thing that I've been learning is, like, you find that first product and you start, you know, that one product will make mm-hmm. you $500 a month.
Yeah.
And then you just have that recurring $500 a month, and then you move to your next product that does, let's say, $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And that's how you start scaling it.
Yeah. You just and then you still have that $500 a month.
Exactly. There. And you just keep it. You just keep it and you keep reordering. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have only one product that I would consider like a wholesale kind of thing.
Right.
And it's really nice because I ordered 140 of them. So it's
from where?
It wasn't from a wholesaler, but
from
it was
China?
Just, no. It was, I don't really want to talk about it because it's a product I'm selling. But no, it's a US thing. It's like, it was just a place that gave me a bunch. I was able to buy in quantity from the one place.
Got you. And
I can rebuy from them too. So I've done that. I've sold a bunch of that. That's why another thing that's really motivating me to do that is because that's so goddamn nice.
Yeah.
Like, and the shipment was easy too. Like, you obviously don't have to deal with that with the supplier shipping it, but
right.
Like when, yeah, because you never did books, but it's annoying with books because you have to scan each one in and price each one. Like, right. And there are certain things you can do to make that faster. Like the big bulk guys just like set a price and then have a repricer match the price.
Right.
It's works for them, and they've obviously put a lot of time into doing it. But I don't have a quantity of books high enough to make that worth it. If that makes sense. Like, I'm not getting enough books in to really do that. Because I'm just cherry picking my books by scanning them at the stores.
Of course. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big setup if you want to do bulk books, I think. Because you have to get rid of the bad ones, and it's kind of just a pain.
Yeah, no, I've seen a couple people on Instagram that are like bulk books people that have like their own like warehouses and like their own employees scanning all the time. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I've talked to a couple of them, like Latin Pickers. He's really cool. Those guys are cool. Roamer. Those guys are big in the book game. They're very cool. They do very, very well though too. So they put a lot of work into it. Yeah. I think Latin Pickers has like 12 employees or something. I was talking to him.
That's cool.
Yeah. He's doing well. So I don't really want to do that because it's cost a lot. And especially here in California, all that stuff is very expensive.
So one thing I'm looking to do, like hopefully by the end of the year, is to pick up a virtual assistant.
What would you want them to do?
I would teach them my process of sourcing and emailing, you know, have them in control of my email and even in control of my Amazon account.
Yeah.
And have them go in and make sure that I have, you know, the buy box on all my products and source products for me. And, you know, just message me saying, hey, we got you a new supplier and they have these products that look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people do that for sure too.
Yeah, and it's great because it's pretty inexpensive once you find one.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, virtual assistants would be great too. Yeah, it's the next step for me, I think, in my journey of selling online.
Yeah, freeing.
So.
Like giving you the ability to free up more time.
Yeah, and then being able to do it whenever. And not it sounds amazing, and I gotta start doing it because I can see the process.
Yep.
I just gotta go do it now. So I appreciate you helping me out.
Yeah, dude. Of course, anytime. I'm glad that we could get on the phone.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be on the phone.
Of course, dude. Just let's keep in contact. Message me anytime. We'll keep talking and. Any other questions you have, or if you want to get on another call, I'd be down to do that too.
Yeah, we can definitely. I want to start it soon, maybe the start of the year once Q4 kind of rolls over.
Yeah.
And then, or I'll start probably trying to find suppliers now so that I'm prepared for the future. And
yeah,
then, yeah, we'll keep in touch. Great. And then maybe once I kind of get it going a little bit, we can get back on the call and talk.
Perfect. Yeah, man, that sounds great.
Yeah, well, we'll keep in touch for sure. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good, Tyler.
See you. Have a good one.
All right. Later.
I really hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you could, please rate and review the podcast. It really means a lot and really helps out a lot. And until next time, keep on flipping.